This is 88.5 WFDD. I'm Eddie Garcia. This week, the city of Greensboro released body camera footage from an incident in June showing an assault on a black man by a white police officer. The case surrounding former officer Travis Cole and his treatment of Duane Yorce has prompted an outrage in the community. This is a developing story, and we're learning more throughout the week about Officer Cole and how the investigation was handled. I spoke with Triad City Beat reporter Eric Ginsburg, who's been covering the issue.
The Greensboro Police Department's internal review or investigation of this incident began relatively immediately after the June 17th incident. It wasn't until August 10th that Officer Cole was placed on administrative leave with pay based on what the department saw in the videos. And Officer Cole actually resigned on August 19th, so 9 days later. While that investigation and a second criminal investigation that the department opened, those investigations were ongoing.
Was there any indication, or do you get the feeling that they moved forward with this in light of what's been happening in Charlotte?
I do think it's clear that Greensboro City Council members want to model themselves as taking a more open and transparent approach than the city of Charlotte did. I spoke informally to Councilman Justin Outling prior to the meeting on Monday, and he made comments that basically said we would like to be more transparent than Charlotte has. We would like to handle this better, and we think that this is the right way to proceed.
So what was the reaction from community members like at the meeting?
So people were very, very upset at the meeting. People entered the meeting upset, and people stayed pretty angry throughout the duration of the meeting. And that's because people repeatedly stated that people were concerned or worried that the city was attempting to place all of the blame for this incident on former officer Travis Cole, who has now resigned from the department, rather than looking at the actions of both officers involved and people that oversaw the investigative process. There is a lot of anger and concern that the problem goes deeper than one former officer, and many, many people at the meeting were calling for greater police accountability and saying things to the effect of that they were concerned that the Greensboro City Council wanted to sweep this under the rug.
So what has come to light since Monday?
On Tuesday, as I reviewed Officer Cole's personnel file, the elements of it that are public record, I realized that Officer Cole was actually promoted on August 1st. So he advanced to the rank of Police Officer 3 on August 1st, which was well after this incident on June 17th, and it was in the middle of the internal investigation of that incident. And so to me, that raises questions about the department's process. If someone can be promoted while they're under investigation for use of force.
Is there anything in Officer Cole's record prior to this that is similar in any way? Any reports of misconduct?
Yes. So the city of Greensboro actually paid a $50,000 settlement to the Scales brothers for the way that Officer Cole handled an incident with them in 2014. And the city also issued a formal apology to them for the treatment they received from Officer Cole and for the charges they faced that were later dismissed. So this is certainly not the first time that we've seen inappropriate behavior from Officer Cole. It is unclear if there are other things on his record because it is mostly not open to the public. But we do know that he was suspended without pay. It was only for a day, but he was suspended without pay in relation to that incident.
Do you have any sense of what is coming next in terms of the community and the city at large and their feelings in response to this, or what's happening next in the investigation?
As far as the investigation, I believe there will be some level of review of the larger investigation into this incident and the other officers who were involved in the investigative process, but it is unclear exactly what that's going to look like. I expect to see continuous community pushback calling for greater police accountability. It's been a major issue in Greensboro for years. It's frequently discussed at city council meetings. We've certainly not seen the last of this issue in Greensboro, and I'm positive that activists will continue to press around the handling of this case specifically.
Eric, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eddie.
That was Triad City Beat's Eric Ginsburg. You can see pictures from the meeting at WFDD.org. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm Eddie Garcia.